All right. Hey guys, welcome to John and Numan Coffee Podcast. This is the first time we are doing this, and we hope to do many of these in the future. The focus of these podcasts is to have a very consumable 5 minutes to 10 minutes audio version of our understanding of what we are learning every day from customers who are moving to the cloud. And we are very still early in our journey. There are a lot of learnings. People are moving into one cloud, multiple clouds. Things are evolving, and networking and security architects are evolving. But we also want to make sure that, as customers are learning this, and if you are new to the cloud, you're not making the same mistakes. You're learning from the experiences of others so that you have a right from the start, you have a very smooth experience. And once you have a confidence in the cloud, you expand much faster and you provide that business agility that customers are looking for from the cloud. So just a quick introduction. My name is Numan Mustafa. I run a solution engineering team at Avatrix. I've been in Avatrix for 2+ years, learning cloud, the cloud native way, understanding the enterprise space and challenges from the customers. Prior to that, I have a long experience with VMware, NSX, SD-WAN, and prior to that, a long time Cisco. So I have a pretty good understanding from a vendor perspective on the technology landscape, all the way from on-prem world, automation orchestration in on-prem world, then virtualization, network virtualizations, SD-WAN, Kubernetes, and service meshes. And then I will let John introduce himself because he's almost like a replica of me, but from a customer side. So John, can you quickly do a
Yeah,
job?
hi, thank you, Numan. Yeah, John Gonsalves. I've been with Aviatrix now for nearly 2 months. I'm the Aviatrix Principal Field Evangelist. I'm in Numan's team. Prior to joining Aviatrix, I was 20 years at Citigroup as head of their network engineering team. And prior to Citigroup, I was, I think it was 8, 9 years with JP Morgan as their EMEA Voice and Network Manager. I've always been on the customer side of things. I know the difficulties, the challenges, the pains, the frustrations from a customer perspective. I know the annoyance from vendors as well that they bring to customers. I've decided to jump ship and join this great organization, Aviatrix. I joined because, I felt they have a fantastic solution, a fantastic product for cloud. It's completely modern, completely different to anything that you could even imagine. It doesn't bear any resemblance to the traditional on-prem network architectures, SD-WANs, your Ciscos, your Aristas, your VMware, NSX type environments. What we have here in Aviatrix is a solution that's born in the cloud, as Newman would say, built for the cloud, but connects back to your on-prem as well in a safe and secure way.
That's great. That's great. By the way, I think we should call these sessions a tea podcast because I like tea, and I think
I like
you
tea,
living in
yeah.
UK, anyways, you like tea as well. So we should have called it tea podcast. But anyways,
My cup of Yorkshire tea.
exactly. So, all right. So I think one of the things that we want to discuss on this podcast, right, is a lot of customers who are moving to the cloud. One of the challenges we see is they are just not as informed as they are in on-prem. In on-prem, we have a lot of maturity that is built over the years. People have white papers and reference architectures, and they have vendors who are very mature. Cloud is very, very new for a lot of enterprises. Even for CSPs, they don't really understand what the enterprise requirements are because their focus has been compute and services, right? Not networking and security is not their focus. But what we are learning is as people move to the cloud, the initial thought process is, okay, all I need to do is either lift and shift or refactor my application, take it to the cloud, and cloud will take care of everything. And then later they realize that maybe, networking security, especially security, is a shared responsibility. And then eventually when they get a little bit more mature, they find out that actually it's yours, customer's responsibility. And then there are risks around security and compliance and auditability and visibility, which becomes a big problem because you are running a mission critical production workload, and a lot of time you're dealing with the customer private data as well, right? So I would, John, maybe you being from the customer side, what has been your experience around this aspect, and how people can should react to that, or how should they be taking steps to make sure that they don't run into those challenges in the
Right. So
journey?
great question. Thanks, Newman. The So typically, you know, the big vendors on your on-prem world, you know, as we mentioned a few of them earlier, you know, people listen to them. They've been around for many, many years. They're well-versed in their technology, well-versed how to integrate that technology on-prem. Now, fast forward to cloud, where the center of gravity has moved to. It's moving, you know, obviously moving away from the on-prem data center and moving away to the cloud. It's a similar, almost a similar sort of analogy in that you've got big cloud vendors, your AWSs, your GCPs, your OCIs, your Azures, Microsoft, and they're the big giants there. Customers, enterprises are looking to them to help. You know, what advice can you give me? What is the solution I should be doing? You know, and customers are not looking beyond them really now because, you know, typically they're the big well-known names, and whatever they say, people tend to believe what they say. However, we all know that they'll tell you what you want to hear, these people, right? They won't tell you the full story, right? They'll tell you everything is easy, I can do everything. In fact, some of them will even go as far as, I'll even manage your organization for you, no matter what that organization is, right? That, you know, they're that cocky at times. But hey, look, these guys have done a great job. You know, cloud is fantastic, but their skill set is really compute, storage, hyperscale, processing. That's where their skill set lies. That's where they bring real value to everyone. Now, how do you consume that safely, securely, quickly, economically, etc.? Okay, the cloud providers are providing their then what they call their network constructs, what they call their security constructs. And you know, they'll even go as far as you said earlier that, you know, from a security perspective, you know, they share their responsibility. I've never understood what shared responsibility means. In my mind, shared responsibility is no responsibility. I think he's doing it, he thinks I'm doing it. Guess what? No one's done it, right?
Exactly.
It's your data as a customer, it's your responsibility, right? If you lose my, you know, my personal information, I'm not going to go to the cloud vendor. I'm going to come to you, Mr. Enterprise customer, what, Mr. Bank, or whoever you are. What the hell have you done with my data? Right? And then I'm going to report you, right? That you've lost my data. Not only have you lost mine, you may have lost other people's data, right? You need to be in control of that data. You need to understand where that data is every minute of every day. And you know, whilst the underlying infrastructure, the constructs of the public cloud native solutions provide some level of confidence, unfortunately, it falls well short of what you're used to on your on-prem data center, where you had that visibility, you had that control, you knew your traffic patterns, you knew data was traveling from A to B, how it was getting to C, et cetera. Move that to the cloud. You don't know that with the native constructs. So
Yeah.
how are you going to challenge them? How are you going to ensure that you are in control? Because the minute you ask them, show me all your routing internally, et cetera, they shut the book on you. It's not your
Deer in the
business.
headlight.
Yeah,
There's like a
exactly.
deer
You're
in the
like a
headlight.
deer. Exactly. And then you start to wonder, Christ, what have I got into here? I don't know where my customer data is anymore. I
Yeah,
don't
and
know
I think
how it's controlled.
And I think I feel for the networking security architects, right? Because they are smart people. They've been doing the job. They know in on-prem world, but because the reason is that they have tools that they use to troubleshoot, to monitor, and then when they come to the cloud, the tools are missing, right? The philosophy, the methodology that they have, they're all missing in the cloud. And every cloud, they do it in a different way. A lot of gaps that exist, but even if the gap they're able to fill, it's just the different way of doing things that becomes cumbersome for the cloud and networking architects. And the other thing is, you know, from a compliance perspective, from a auditability perspective, you know, the evidential data, the ability to show who is accessing your application, where the traffic is heading, what are the traffic flows, and which countries the traffic is hitting from is very, very important in the cloud. And what I feel is, you know, a lot of, and maybe you can attest to that people spend years and years working on projects where they want to move to the cloud. They're working on application migration and refactoring, later on, they figured out they never thought about security as a foundational element. And their projects got canned for those reasons, because it's always an afterthought today. And I think it needs to be a foundational consideration.
Absolutely. Our first experience of, moving to the cloud and then having to tear everything down because it was a, wild west, moving to the cloud, being pushed by the business. I need to get out here. I need my application out there. So get out there. And security networking was, ill thought of or thought about afterwards when it's too late. Then when you come in, your auditors come to have a look, your regulators want to understand where's your evidence and you have none. Guess what? Yeah. They're going to shut you down. They're going to tell you that, you better stop your production, come out of there. And here's a whole shopping list of what I need you to do and how I need you to provide the evidence,
And this is, by the way, a problem for CSPs as well, right? Because they can't realize the revenue, they can't realize the consumed revenue if the things are not running in production, right? So you may end up working 2 years with Azure or 2 years with GCP only to figure out, hey, the security was not thought of properly. Yeah. And then now you can't go into production. So it's basically a losing proposition for everybody involved. And one of the things I would say that even the compliance guys, the auditor guys, they are not yet completely matured. The day they start getting matured, the day they start getting aware of how cloud works, these things will become more and more stringent, right? And I think for customers, for network architects, for security architects, this is not should not be an afterthought. When you are going to the cloud, this is the time you need to be thinking about networking and security foundation. Right? That's where you will start to do these things the right way, right from the start.
Exactly. Take this analogy. If you're going to build your house, you wouldn't build it on a foundation of sand, right? Because the further up the stack you go in your house, things are going to start to collapse and creak and you see cracks appearing, etc., right? Networking, to me, is your foundation, your base level foundation, your underlay. That has to be correct from day one. That has to be built, best of breed architecture, future-proofed, not thinking about, just solving corner cases for today. It's got to be future-proof for the next 5-10 years,
Absolutely.
How do you do that? You need to think hard and you need to understand your business strategic plans, where they're going to go, not just in 1 year's time, but in 3 years, 5 years' time. What cloud providers are you going to be in? What are you likely to be in? Understand plans may change, but you can start to think about what is the type of network and security I'm going to need to be able to service all of my, higher level business plans and their strategic goals as well.
And absolutely.
If you fail to take those on board, then you're going to be chopping and changing and causing disruption and making ad hoc, changes to your network and security. And you're going to start hemorrhaging money and you're going to start causing all sorts of risks because you then have to stop and start production services and make a lot of changes. It's all risk that you don't need.
Absolutely. And I think this is where the customers are realizing this and why they are loving the AVTrix platform. Mm-hmm. Not just only because of the simplicity we provide across one cloud and multiple clouds, because we abstract things and provide you normalized architecture, repeatable architecture across any cloud, but the built-in security aspects of having end-to-end encryption, having a service insertion capability, having FQDS egress capability, ingress capabilities, all of these and multi-cloud network segmentation, they basically helps you build that foundational security posture that you need to have a very, very smooth and secure environment that you can continue to expand without having to worry about these challenges that you have. So I would recommend, all the listeners here to come and talk to us, figure out, we have a sandbox starter that can get you started very, very quickly. But come and talk to us, you talk to our architects. We are learning from customers every day, right? If nothing else, you will get to learn from our experiences and we'll help you with your cloud journey in a very optimal way.
Absolutely. And I guess the question you may want to ask yourself is, why haven't the native cloud providers thought of improved, more advanced networking, and better security. They are so simple because that's not their ball game, right? That's not where their talent lies. They've given us a great base to work off of, but it takes a company like Aviatrix to understand what networking is about, to understand what security is about, and then to build that overlay, that abstraction layer that doesn't only work hand in hand with the cloud natives construct, but then gives you advanced feature functionality and security on top. And not only that, it doesn't stop there. You build the Aviatrix platform once and it spans across any cloud, any region, feature parity across all four cloud vendors. AliCloud coming very soon, big five cloud vendors in the market, and none of them have given a thought to how do I improve my networking? How do I improve my security to the same level as the on-prem world?
Absolutely.
It tells me that they don't understand it well enough, and it takes a company like Aviatrix to come in and bridge that gap, which is what we've done very elegantly. And with the mindset to purely provide that sort of feature functionality and advanced services that doesn't exist today. And to my shock, hasn't existed for the last 2 or 3 years.
Thanks, John. Very spot on. And also, I think we just released a Forrester total economic report for Aviatrix. So anybody who is interested in learning more about the benefits of Aviatrix platform from a business perspective, reach out to us and we will be happy to share with you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Sorry, just before we leave, guys, Aviatrix is a very simple to use, simple to operate solution with many, many, many features, functionality that you would expect out of the box, right? You don't have to be a CCIE to be able to manage and operate this. It's pretty self-intuitive. We do a great, technical training course called ACE Professional, Aviatrix Certified Engineer. We do a starter course as well. We do an operational training course as well. Take advantage of all of those things, but you don't have to be a rocket science to use our solution, which is the main thing.
Yeah. And then, but if you are a CCIE like me, I don't think there's anything better than ACE certification course to fast track your learning into the cloud. I've seen people come in completely unaware of how cloud works. They come in, they spend a day, a couple of days in professional, and they really get enlightened and they fast track the knowledge. They start to become relevant for their businesses. Thanks a lot for listening. Come up with a next episode, talk about something else, which we learned from our customers who are going through the cloud journey. Thanks,
great
John.
Great talking to you, Noman. If we don't stop there, we'll continue for the next 2 hours, I'm sure.
I know.
Okay, speak to you soon.
My thanks, everyone. Thanks, bye.
Yes, bye.